Blog Talk Radio.
See, I'm a motherfucking gangster. 100 pounds of crack, nigga. Yeah, flash. Yeah. See, I'm a motherfucking gangster. 100 pounds of crack. Yeah. Now when it comes to the flow, I'm the best in the nation. For years now, I sat back, stressed and impatient. Right. Yeah, I'm the real thing, and y'all just imitations. Flashing, rough riders, next generation. I booty blocks and hustle the worst corners. I'm the reason feds play city limits and search borders. I'm the reason fiends smoke and dust has thirst water. And why most of these artists got dropped first quarter. And yeah, I stay on the strip. And no, I ain't got a minute, I'm in a rush. I'm on my way to be rich. And I'm coming to the table with hits. Of course I'm on my job, dogs. I'm on the same label as Kiss. I told niggas that I'm focused, kid. And I let the cig soak your wig. I let the knife point poke your ribs. I'm what a soldier is. I cop's heavy, then I'm getting rid of the weight like Oprah did. And niggas hate it when I drop the price. And fuck pay-per-view. I'm out in Vegas when I watch the fight. And my culture is hip-hop for life. And I don't catch writer's block. I goes to the block to write. Top of the charts, I'm coming to see ya. Cause I'm lyrically sick, and yeah, the wordplay's running the fever. And my team stay dumping them heaters. They'll leave a shell in your top. And I ain't talking about the front of Adidas. I'm talking hollows, baby, we fast to dark. Mossberg in your mouth like an asthma pump. I'm going hard for this cash I want. That's why I'm about to finish up like half my album in half a month. Same time, still supplying the cane. Hopping out the 745 of the range. I'm my chain, I'm my watch. They might as well name me the Hank Gavin's a rat. Cause I'm a ball till I die in the game. These rap cats, I leave them all disgraced. I have them all replaced, and yeah, I expect them all to hate. And by the way, I'm from the Garden State. The same place we blow trees and rock keys with Bob Marley's face. And we don't watch ABC or NBC. We strictly BET and smack DVDs. And all we do is hustle hard so we can spin these G's and stretch coke like a sample on an MPC. I got a whole lot to prove right now. Even though it's already a bunch of y'all that tried to use my style. When it comes to using the tool, I'm foul. I name my hammer Rakim. It ain't no joke and it moves the crowd. And never mind how I make my wages. As long as God forgives, I ain't gotta be a reverend like Macy. I'm steady trying to face my cases and keep this focused in Camden where the murder rate's outrageous. Okay, cause see that next nigga after me. And he'll punch you in the face right after me. See, I can get a nigga clap for free. And make it drug related, sprinkle around like a half a key. Don't pay attention what these gays may say. The game's double R's now, it's no longer getting played their way. They don't wanna see these AK spray. And meds pulling them sheets over their head like the KKK. See, I don't play it if the game don't fit me. And I don't turn my back on my homies, especially those who came up with me. I'm still the same flashy artist, rap thing don't switch me. I'm still drinking the same yak, blowing that same old sticky. And yeah, I'm still running these streets on my same old grizzly. And even though he's dead and gone, I still bang my biggie. And even if I couldn't dress and I ain't stay all jiggy, I'm still a flashy motherfucker and a plain old dicky. And no, I'm not just getting cocky now. It's just so many rap niggas running around with a copy style. And that's the reason why your stock goes down. And you gon' wind up having to live off your bitch like Bobby Brown. You see this Jersey villain that hurts your feelings with the flow and the words he's spilling. That's worth some millions. The wordplay is perfect, serving its purpose. I guarantee when I finally surface, I birth some children. Yeah, niggas gon' be emceeing like Flashy, but I'll understand. Hey, son wants to be like his daddy. They see the way I breeze in the caddy. My swagger lets them see that I'm savvy. I'm dressed to impress. Evizu's baggy. As far as labels go, at least two had me. Before Rough Rider said he's too nasty. And they some genuine niggas with genuine love. And they ain't insult me like that budget that Steve threw at me. I'm on another level. Used to be a trouble fellow. Mommy moved me to the birds, but I was too damn fucking ghetto. But now I'm blowing cause the flow's so fucking special. Diamond flooded bezel and the color's mustard yellow. And all my niggas got fight game and they don't have feelings, motherfucker. You be thinking they like pain. We living too fast for the right lane. And we don't need a beam or a scope for us to shoot with a nice aim, nigga. We them super troopers, quick to put the movies to you. And we getting paper, you can tell by how the crew maneuver. D saw the vision for me like he knew the future. Guaranteed me I'ma be a couple million unit mover. And for those who think it's all an act, I'm going hard to the cash stack as tall as Shaq. See, I'm the reason why these other rappers falling back. Flashy nigga, this track's a rap for 100 balls of crack. I'm a motherfucking gangster.
It's Friday, everybody. It's your girl Kua. Welcome to the TV show. Got your boy Fresh to Death in the building.
Yo.
And holding it down. We're on the switchboards today.
Sure.
And we're gonna play a little track before we get into things while we took things up.
You know, do you ready for it?
We got ready.
We got Big Pun featuring Fat Joe Twins. Get it.
Slip of my weapon, the front nigga still is on my case.
Yeah, it don't stop.
Yes, rest in peace, Big Pun. Yeah. He was doing it big in the days.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I ain't gonna find this shit. I still bump this shit. That's one reason I always stay down.
Well, see, that's one thing. The clubs out here, they don't really, like, represent shit like that. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah. SD in the building. Let's see if we can unmute him. Hold on 1 second. I unmuted you already, so feel free to talk so we know when you're on.
Yeah, I want to know how you feel about that joint. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what everybody's opinion is. Not everybody's a Big Pun fan.
Oh, I'm
Hello?
Obviously, you must be, because you're like, well, we all did that, so, like, y'all expecting me to do the same thing. And I don't?
Yeah, this is bugging, because look.
Now I'm like my uncle. Oh,
wow.
Boy. Hey, come on. I'm not even with all that. Now I'm like my uncle. Okay, no doubt. All right.
That
well,
issue testing.
We're all not the same. That's
issue
why. I didn't say I didn't. Because he's all about himself. That's not me. Don't put me in the same boat.
Snitching ass nigga, boy.
Don't put me in the same boat as him. That's all I know. And who's a snitch? Let's fall back with that word.
That's
snitches.
Good, Ending.
Snitches over
good,
here,
man.
Clean your...
Bad. That's good
clean,
thing to know.
Clean the conversation up. You don't need to understand.
Oh, man.
Because we're not snitches. That's all that means. No one's a snitch. No one. Snitching is basically telling them. We don't tell around here. Tell anything. Mm. Anything. What do you mean tell what? Oh, what?
Mm.
Jesus Christ. Nah, I heard someone say refer to me as a snitch, and I had to clean it up. That's all. Don't worry about it. You got like you ready to ride out, right? Talking about who?
Word.
For real.
Like she's ready to ride on somebody.
Randy, what you feel about that joint, man?
Honestly,
that,
real talk. Do you want my honest opinion? You want my honest opinion?
Sure.
Anytime this music being played, I'm not on the phone.
Really?
What happened?
What is it that you don't like about him?
I mean, I don't like a lot
the
of artists.
Music itself, like.
I mean, I like music. Don't get me wrong. Music, you know, that's something I love. It's just certain music that I don't like. That's all.
Yeah.
I
feel it. That's just, you know, everybody's preference.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
much cool
on it. Who was y'all playing anywhere? Yo.
Big Pun
and Fat Joe.
Alright.
I don't like Fat Joe that much.
Nah, you crazy. That's when Fat Joe was hot. When Pun was alive.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was when he was.
Yeah,
really
no, but personally, I don't like Fat Joe.
Nah, like I won't go by his CD.
I like his music. See, I like his music.
Yeah, but I won't go by a CD.
Yeah, I won't support him.
Nah,
I would never go buy an official. I'll go buy a bootleg. Don't get me twisted.
Damn.
If I go cop like a, you know, somebody's album and, you know, he got a track on there, I can't help it, you know?
Yeah.
But,
I like those better anyway.
No Fat Joe promotions over here. That's foul, right? But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on with this blog talk? Hey, man, static.
I don't know, man. This shit's just fucking up.
Where's the kid? Where's the dude that told me to call the show? He's not even on here.
Nope.
Wow. Yeah.
How you don't show up to your own show?
I don't understand how you're going to call me and tell me to call the show and you're not even up here. Like, come on. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. He handled the situation.
Nobody
on
your show.
He's about, we about to kick him or we about to fire him, man.
Word. They think on suspension or something.
Word. Revoke his ghetto pass, either or.
We keep him on mute. We let him listen.
Let him listen to everything, man. He won't call me, and you ain't even call the show. So I call the show. What are you cursing for? You were just talking about me about cursing. I don't know. Nice and calm, oh Lord. It's time for me to get away from the nonsense. Oh boy.
So what's your day been like?
I told you, taxis be passing past here all the time. Ain't nothing popping, man. It's weak out here. It's raining. I'm about to step
sucks.
Out. I'm about to step out, see what the homies are doing. Go put me something in the air, and then that's pretty much a wrap. Pretty much falling
nice.
Back.
Not doing nothing for tonight. It's Friday.
I don't know. It's raining out here. I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, it's shitty as fuck out here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's not really that shitty. Compared over there, it's fucking rainy and cloudy. And over here, it's fucking beautiful weather. It's like 80-something degrees. You got to breathe.
Yeah, but the only thing to pop off is like some club type shit. You know, there ain't really a whole lot of fucking clubs.
I'm good on the whole
thing. I really don't.
Club's really not my scene.
Nah, I feel
you. Don't get me wrong, I like the club, but I spend too much money sometimes when I go. Especially you go to the city.
Nah, I don't go unless I know it's going to be worth it. Shit, clubs I go, free entrance, free drinks.
Yeah, that's what you need it. That sounds like a house party more than a club.
I mean,
you know what? I like house parties better, too, because you can sit there, you
know,
chill. House parties do go in, though. I can't front.
And you can smoke, you know?
House parties.
Like, North Jersey, that's what we did a lot. We did a lot of those house parties, because it's cold.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to be doing a couple of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
When we get up there, though.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Whose house is holding this party?
Mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need y'all running around reckless and butt naked.
Oh, shit.
That can be something that could be well established.
We should have a big bash in your house. And then I was like, yeah, let's think about it, whatever, you know. Because, you know, I'm already thinking the mess in my new crib. Like, come on, you serious? But then I was like, fuck it. And then, no. She was like, yeah, we'll fuck it. These babes, chill, smoke, drink. And I was like, that sucks. Sounds like a plan.
Chill.
Still standing? Come on, man. This nigga should not be standing. Fucking hit him with a bat in his face. Like, come on.
You still playing GTA?
Hell yeah.
You don't play that shit until you beat it?
I'm not even doing the missions.
Nah, you just like going around the city, fucking shit up.
Yes, sir.
You know that is funny.
That's pretty much the only thing to do,
that
you know.
So you usually do when you get tired of the fucking missions and shit, just go around, beat people up, steal cars, fucking get some guns and shit, just start shooting up people.
Pretty much it. I just like knocking niggas out. That shit is hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get knocked out. It's crazy.
Yo, the fighting's like, is better now?
Yeah, hell yeah. The fighting's like realistic, damn near. You hear me? Like the nigga, like somebody throw a punch at the nigga, like he'll dodge it and throw like a three piece behind that bitch.
Oh, no shit, dog.
That shit pop. He got a ton of hands. That nigga got hands. Compared to fucking Tommy Vercetti and CJ and them niggas. He got hands. I don't know where the motherfucker got it from. White boy. Well, I don't even know the nigga Arab or some shit.
Yo, so is it like the first one, the dude's Italian?
Nah, he's like fucking like European or some shit like that.
Some what?
He's like European or some shit like
that. Oh. Yeah, I guess they're trying to switch up the race every
yeah.
time.
I guess so.
Trying to
discriminate.
I'm tired.
They should have brought back
time.
My son CJ. Shit. Straight up.
San Diego.
Yeah, man. Son CJ was a goon.
Yeah, he was, dog. He was a straight fucking thug and shit.
I'm just mad because there's a lot of shit that they could have put in the damn game that they had in the other one.
Just
like the car should have
like
the hookup. Like, they should have had the hookup.
Like
so
this shit. I hear that shit. I'm just like,
you're bad,
yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm terrible.
Tired, bro.
I hear him smoking. It's just like, oh, wow.
You can hear that shit? I can't.
The way he's talking like this, he's holding it in. It's like, damn. I hear that shit. It's like, burn that shit.
I'm still on the hunt, but I don't feel like traveling all the way where we travel to go get it.
Oh, okay.
Not in the mood right now.
No?
Not at all, but you know.
Jesse, you going to look me out when I get out there?
Am I going to what?
You going to look me out when I get out there?
Look you out? I mean, if we're talking about
give
the same
thing, give me some directions
yeah.
and shit? Yeah, give me some directions and shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, don't fucking, don't hold out, dude. Come on now. I'm trying to see New York's finest.
Damn, this nigga's giving me ultimatums out here.
Nah, nothing like that, but it'd be nice.
Nah, he's dying to, like, see all the different sceneries that we got and shit like that.
No,
what?
He's never really left Florida, so.
New York or Staten Island?
Both.
Both, oh boy. Alright, fucking.
All the scenery and the greenery.
Yeah.
You know, the beautiful the Garden State and shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I take homie to the mall. He might not want to leave.
What?
Yeah, nigga.
To the mall?
I got actual question. Do you like white girls?
You know what's funny? He was just saying, you know what? I'm going to go down to Jersey and I'm going to find me a rich white girl.
You better come to Staten Island. That's all that's out here on the other side. It's mad white women out here. You hear me?
Yeah.
Mad white women. Like, they got their own side of Staten Island. You hear me?
That's crazy, bro. I got an advantage, too. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm a light skin, so I kind of look white.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You know, some of these white chicks out here be fronting on black niggas. But, you know, you find that right white chick, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you find the right one that actually likes black people, you're in, you're set. I used to be on the other side of Staten Island, that's the white side. I used to be over there by myself, dog. Like, what am I doing on the white side of Staten Island by myself? I'm asking to get jumped or some shit.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm out there, son, and the women was my drive, you know? Also, what's that?
Okay.
I ain't letting no niggas stop me from seeing some chicks.
Yeah, word.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I tell you, so the moment of my damn, so there's mad white bitches in here, dog. Like, I know.
Bad.
So that's definitely a spot over there, and then there's this icy spot that we got over here. These mad fucking women out there, dog. Mad women. So, you know, that might be an option, too. Me and JJ had scooped something from over there, but niggas ain't want to fuck with her because she seemed like she was, you know, a little too out in the open with her, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, so niggas was like, we'll meet you back over there at the icy spot. And we went.
Fuck yeah. Just a little easy, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. But other than that, 40 Deuce is pretty much the place to be.
I bet. We're going to have to do it, though. We're going to have to do it, big.
Yeah, man, I'm with it, dog.
It's going to be righteous, you know what I'm saying? 10 days my motherfucking birthday, so I can't wait, bro.
With it, dog. All you got to do is stand. You don't even got to go clubbing on 42. So you got to do is stand outside. So many fucking women.
Oh, man, I'm just looking forward to the fact of being 21, shit.
Okay, no doubt.
You feel me? So now, you know, if the opportunity comes, I can actually buy a bitch a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of be like, yo, here's some money,
out,
go, yo, go get us some drinks, you feel me? Because they usually get that 2-for-1 shit, so I usually get a female the money, but I can, you know, flip the script a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We see a lot of crazy bitches in New York.
Everywhere, though.
Nah, yeah. More so in New York. You got more different styles. Like, everybody here in Florida dresses one way. Literally.
Every time I watch the first 48, every time I watch the first 48, Florida's always on there. Every time I watch that show, Florida's always on there. Oh, we got somebody got killed. Somebody got killed.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy out here, bro.
I didn't know it was that funky out there. Like, I knew it was real, but I didn't know it was that funky out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely got your funky parts.
The only part I really heard about was, you know, Little Haiti or whatever.
Little Haiti down in Miami?
Yeah.
And it is crazy out there, though.
Yeah, I heard it was crazy out there.
Palm Beach County is sick, too. Yo, but seriously, South Florida is, like, ranked, I guess, one of the highest places in the fucking country. Some shit for diseases and AIDS and all that shit, bro. It's crazy. You would think, you know, Miami Beach, you know what I mean? You just think about the place itself. But then they're ranked one of the most fucking skeeziest places in the world.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, what's really going on? Like,
they literally got high schools. Like, there's two high schools that are known for AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I went to a high school like that, but I had to get transferred immediately.
For real? It's like, shit, man.
Fuck that. I'm not taking no risk.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say. Jersey has a good school system.
Nah, there's some good schools out here. Don't get me wrong, but it's not around here. And I don't know. Before it was good. Nah, they're all like high school and shit.
You get a couple.
Unless it's a private school that, you know, motherfuckers pay dough to. Other than that, if you in a public school,
yo, this type is taking too long, and I want to be out of here.
What's taking too long?
Yeah,
oh, taxi?
Called the damn taxi like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. Oh, that always sucks in the rain for some reason.
Yeah,
you could hardly ever get a cab.
It's expensive.
What, cabs? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The cab price went up because the gas went up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know it used to be I think it was like $1 a quarter mile or some shit like that.
That's the van we have out here. We got the dollar van out here. That's the only thing that's going good. We got a little dollar
van. We got a dollar van, too. Where does the dollar van take you? Up and around the town?
Nah, not around the town, but it'll take you to the neighborhood, basically.
Okay.
If you live along the dollar cab route, it'll take you to where you know, drop you off wherever you gotta go.
Bad.
That's cool. We have that in Jersey too.
Dollar cab.
Yeah, we call them the jitney vans though. They're like the charter buses. We call them the jitney vans in Jersey.
Oh lord.
Yeah. Because they have the little charter buses and like 25 or 30 seaters and shit.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I won't be paying these niggas when they get here. I just hop out the cab and go wherever the hell I gotta go.
Go down a one-way street and then they can't go that way. You run the opposite way.
Yo, crazy. When I was in high school, oh my god. That's all I used to do is just hop cabs. Like, yo, let me get a cab going to such and such. Go to cab right here. We out of here. Such and such. I get out the cab and just walk. Where's my money?
You ain't got your money right here.
You ain't getting paid. Lock the door behind me.
That's what a lot of cab drivers be doing. As soon as you get in the car, they lock all the doors.
You gotta be stupid. Yeah, I gotta get that umbrella too. What am I doing out here? Come on, come. I mean, I don't know about all that. Come on. It's raining. This thing is hot, and I'm trying to go.
Oh man.
Woman, mind your business.
That's funny.
I don't know if it's gonna fit in the seat without, you know. There you go. No. Sounds good. I won't be.
I Whoopi?
What happened?
Whoopi Goldberg? You said Whoopi Goldberg?
Nah, I said I won't be.
Oh, I thought you said I Whoopi. I was like, damn.
Yo, I swear to God, this chick has been calling me nonstop. Like, come on, leave me the fuck alone, huh?
The one you're with now?
What happened?
The one you're with now?
Nah, not even. I'm not even with this chick. She just keeps fucking calling me and shit. Maybe I shouldn't have said that because I think she'd be listening to the show and shit. So you know, I might be screwed or whatever. So
yeah,
it don't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
Yep. She's probably like, uh-huh.
I'm on the other line right now, bitch. I hear everything you're saying.
She probably do. Damn, I fucking walked out without even, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, fuck it. Fuck, dude. Y'all need like 3 Dutches on credit right now, God. I put the wrong... Where? I put the wrong pants on and shit.
Damn.
I took the wrong pants. Fucking, I was trying to get the fuck out the house and just doing some pants with no fucking belt. And I'm like, yo, why the hell is my pants keep falling? I go in my pocket, ain't no cheese in there. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, yo, listen here. I done left my house already, dope man. You gonna have to fucking give me that shit on the arm right now. Straight up. And I ain't never paying this nigga.
If they're good like that over there. If you could normally go there, they should be able to hit you up. You should be like, I see you here all the time.
Yeah, niggas. I mean, my credit should be good in the hood. Like, I don't know how niggas be thinking. See, I knew these niggas was in the cut. Yo, let me tell you. I wasn't even going to put my shit on the airwaves like that. Yo, I'll fucking go get some Buddha the other day. This is the shit I told JJ. I'll get some Buddha the other day.
Oh.
And, you know, cops ain't fuck with me all day. You hear me? Them niggas see me all day. They not fuck with me. It's like, as soon as I get my Buddha, these niggas want to fuck with me. Oh, that shit is whack. So, boom, I get my weed or whatever. And, like, I'm walking through this field that we got out here. And I get from the field to the street. And I see the boys, they sitting there. I'm like, oh, man. Took the weed out of my pocket. Them niggas are turning around. I just threw the shit in my mouth. Mad quick, dog. Mad quick, you hear me? So, boom, these motherfuckers are searching me. They're like, yeah, where you was coming from? Now, mind you, I'm not trying to talk because I got the weed in my mouth. So... So I'm just pointing like, yeah, I'm over here with it. Yeah, I came from over there with it. And then the cop was like, what are you, a mute kid? I just shook my head like, hell yeah, nigga. I just shook my head like, hell yeah, I'm a mute, God. So, boom, the nigga searching me. He pull out the Dutch. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to have trees. You got a Dutch on you. Boom, my phone starts ringing. He's like, you're a mute. What are you doing with a phone? I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to go down in this motherfucker. Worse, the nigga's still searching me. And if it wasn't for him just asking me yes or no questions, I'd have been booked. But the niggas just kept saying, like, yeah, is that your girlfriend?
Wow.
Like, your girlfriend? I shook my head, yeah. He's like, where you coming from? I just pointed from the direction I was coming from. He's like, where you going? I pointed in the direction I was going straight up. I was not with it. And then he's like, all right, go ahead. He's like, all right, go ahead, because I guess you know what I mean? He ain't finding shit. So I'm walking, and my phone rings. I pick up my phone, and I start talking. and these motherfuckers drive right past me. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga see me talking on the phone. I know he's going to get out and search me because I heard him like, yo, that's a strange kid. Like, this kid is real strange. He didn't say nothing the whole time, but now he's talking on the phone. Nigga, I was like, yo, listen.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And I'm sitting there.
Yeah, what happened? It was the butt itself for the whole bag.
Yo,
it was the
whole bag, nigga. The whole bag, nigga.
Oh, wow.
And then if you try to swallow that shit, that shit hurts because the corner.
I was not swallowing that, girl. I was not swallowing that. Like, there was no way. If he would have asked me something other than a yes or no question, I would have just kept it shut. If he would have been like, yo, open your mouth, I would have booked it on him. I would have booked it on him immediately, like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Shit, that's a fucking cool.
Yeah,
that shit is whack, though. That shit is mad whack. These niggas ain't fucking me the whole time. These niggas driving past me, looking at me, not stopping me. Soon I get a bag of weed in my pocket, niggas want to fuck with me.
Put
that shit out of the best. Yo, that's the best place to put weed from now on for me, girl. Put that shit right in my fucking mouth. Put that shit right on my tonsils, nigga. Fuck that.
You know, it's funny. I used to have a friend that she can, like, she used to take the jawbreakers, right? And in class, you weren't allowed to, like, have candy and shit. Yeah. That's when the teacher would come and be like, what do you have in your mouth? She used to sit on the side. She's like, nothing. That was maybe, what do you have in your mouth? She'd blow it and give it a store in the back of his throat, and they'd be able to bring it back up. Yeah. And she used to do it to anything. Like, she used to get whatever and throw it down, like a piece of gum, whatever, and go, you know, swallow. And she opened her mouth like nothing. Yo, we used to give her that we've been here. You hold this fucking bag with you. She used to hold it there.
Wow,
she used to fucking scratch the shit out of her. Don't we have to put it in fucking, like, the cellophane bag?
Yeah.
Like that, so.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's my idea.
Yeah. That's a talent right there. There's one talent right there. Oh, man, but that sucks. You know, your heart's beating the whole time.
Hell yeah. I'm sure your heart drops as soon as you see that motherfucker behind you and shit.
Fuck. Hands up. You're like, damn.
Yeah, your heart
fuck.
Drops. You know you're going to jail. Like, fuck, man. I want this shit to pop off. God damn, them shits look good.
Oh.
I'm going to tear that shit up.
Oh, man.
Some good ass chicken, yo. Tell me, I got some black in me somewhere.
somewhere. Damn, let's play a track because it's just us two in the building.
Alright, word.
And you're munching.
Word up, because I already got another joint in mind.
What's this up?
We're going to do another dude. You know, rest in peace to this guy as well. It's all you, Brooklyn cats up.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know. Take over.
Rest in peace to you, dog.
We still missing you. I'm sure that nigga be still making hot music. But, yeah, you know, shout out to people out there in the Bronx. Love that young nigga, second dick, word up. People in FLA loving that shit. So, definitely.
Even though I don't see much love of that over here in the clubs, they're whack.
Nah, they play more southern music down here than
that.
Or just real big club bangers. But we're going to throw another joint on for you real quick. We're going to keep it hood. We're going to keep it New York with a little bit of Nas.
Like you, approaching me like how you homie. The FBI's the only one problem. when they try to trump me. After the young black male, cause he makes a lot of money. The hustlers make crack sales, cause they deprived and hungry. My country hates that I can run free state to state with honey. While making cake with real gold, they play rims or Humvee. The bush broker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders. I'm 30 now, babysit drinks and sip them slow. Model, no stress, smoking less than I did before. See, the kid was broke, till I spit it vivid. Expresses of hard living, ghetto children of a lesser god. Religion with fast women, expensive cars. Y'all witness in over 10 years, the best of nine. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, Marlo, you crap niggas know the deal.
Before I go out to party.
Word. We definitely gotta get some rest before we
get to popping. But so the last 11 minutes, we're gonna close up the show with we really didn't talk about anything today. We talked a little bit about SD's running with the law. Ha ha, JJ, you hear that? I got it out of him. Ha ha, JJ, you hear that? He was trying to, he actually posted this on the show yesterday, and he had put down when we'll be talking about SD's running with the law, so I was dying to, you know, find out what was going on, and, we got another caller, let's see, caller, you're on the air?
Yo,
or maybe not.
Speak the truth.
Hello.
Hello.
Spit your game.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Oh, okay.
What up,
Kuba? What happened? What's good?
What up, Kuba?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Chilling.
You got a camera phone?
Do I have a camera phone? Yep.
Send me a picture.
Send me a number.
You got it. What you mean?
The one that's showing up right here?
Yeah, obviously. What do you mean? You think it's something else?
Hey, you never call from cell phone.
I mean, you're going to send me a picture or what?
Yeah, send you a picture.
Yeah. How you want a picture for? You going to beat your meat to it or some shit?
I mean, the question wasn't really directed towards you, my friend.
Yeah, that's a polite way to put it.
Yeah, that was kind of polite.
What?
That was kind of polite. Let's get what's going on this Friday.
Excuse me?
I said, what are you doing this Friday?
What am I doing for the what?
What are you doing today, tonight? It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. Right now, I'm just dodging raindrops, you know what I'm saying?
That sucks. I was telling SD that...
Not as much as you might think. You know, I'm pretty good at dodging hand drops.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But I was telling SD having a big old party when I moved down there. Big old house party.
Word.
Please.
You sound real loud.
Huh?
Yo, Kuba.
Yeah?
You sound really relaxed right now.
I am high. But I want to fucking smoke more.
Do you want to smoke more?
Yep.
Send us some pot.
For real.
You BS that shit.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
All right.
That would be the top one. Yeah, munchies.
Word.
What you got the munchies for?
What do I have the munchies for? Munchies?
I'm talking to the lady, my friend.
Oh. Once again, another gay move.
Yo, you got a laugh. Yeah, your laugh is kind of doofy. Like, the big laugh is doofy, but your little chuckle, your little is mad cute, man. What up?
That's because I try to fake, like, I have a fake laugh and I fake it laugh.
What?
I was like, that's because I have a fake laugh and a real laugh.
I might like your fake laugh better. Word.
Yeah, maybe.
Let me hear your fake laugh real quick.
Oh, no, it just has to come out naturally. I can't,
I thought the whole point was it.
Maybe too.
See, that laugh, that right there, a little nervous. What was that little nervous laugh? Come on, you got to get that together, man.
Yeah, no, that's my real laugh.
Really? Today.
Oh, damn, pass that shit.
I mean, all right. But hold on, what was your day?
I think it was actually all right.
Was it? Rainy?
No, not at all.
Fuck. I'm jealous of you for that.
Maybe you should come down here.
I mean, you invited me?
Hey, you can come down here too.
Oh, listen, that's not the same thing. Those are two different things, you realize that.
They're two different things?
Yeah, are you inviting me?
Yeah, of course I'm inviting you. I wouldn't be telling you to come.
I'd like to come.
I bet you'd like to come.
Yeah. Got a fucking sex show going on up in this.
Boy,
I'm trying to
groove it. I think I can make that happen. I'm good at making people come.
When did this become sexual? Because if it was sexual, then I'd say, like, I'd want to come on your breast. Or something like that.
She's
like,
being perverted.
Okay.
Is that sounds hot, it is perverted, but it sounds hot.
It does.
Into the gentleman side of your body.
But you know,
this is not a gentleman's show.
That's fine.
Oh, man. So, yeah, if you want to enjoy sunny Florida, I say you got, like, what, 2 more weeks?
Head out there in 2 more weeks.
Yeah, because I'm heading back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Heading back where?
Up there.
Jersey.
Is there echo or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know what? I could wait 2 weeks. I'll let you take me back in your luggage.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm coming back.
What you mean you're not coming back?
I'm moving over there.
Oh,
I had so much fun chilling with you that I said, you know what? I can't come back over here and not chill with you anymore.
Hold
so
on.
So I decided to move over there.
First of all, the first thing I want to say is, how drastic is that? The second thing I want to say, get my heart at before you start beating me in my head. I mean, like, enough is enough already. So,
yeah, I'll be down there. Enough for real, moving down.
Okay, well, you know, hopefully you could still do all the things that we were talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as me coming down there, but it'll just be you coming down here, you know what I'm saying? And we both coming together, I guess. Or however it goes. I'm not too sure how that goes. Like, I'm still new at this, you know what I mean?
Really? You're new at this?
I mean,
are you acting real brand new right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am, but you know, I can be checked also. I like that actually.
That's something we can definitely do something.
Mm-hmm.
Can definitely make things happen.
Yeah.
As long as we got that fire, we're good.
Got that. You know we got the fire. Like, what's wrong with you? Like that.
Fire, fire. Gotta be burning. We're good.
It's not fire that you seek, ma. It's the light that you seek, and I am the light.
Oh, word?
Word.
I guess we'll soon find out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. No, but honestly, for real, I'm looking forward to chilling. Chilling. My boy is going to join us, too.
Because we get it all.
Really?
Yep.
Mm.
Be hanging out with us at times.
Who's that?
La Bori, she'll be hanging out with us. La Boricua?
Oh, okay.
Every now and then.
Oh, La Bo.
Yes. She likes to burn live.
Mm.
She likes to chill.
Thank you. Bring her to the twin.
Before we sign off, I want to thank everybody. We got 1 minute left.
Excellent.
Yo.
And, yeah.
I'd like to take this time to thank my moms for having me. You know what I'm saying? Thank my father for having the spark and the inspiration. You know what I mean?
For real.
Did that night. And procreation, and the act of procreation. You know what I'm saying? Thank them for being in the mood. I want to thank the mood that they were in. I want to thank, like Kuba's parents, you know what I'm saying, for having her, for being, you know, there at that particular time and in space, and, you know, creating something beautiful, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, thank you.
I want to thank my brother, I want to thank Ms. Gore, you know what I'm saying, for being there, and Mr. Gore for being there, you know what I mean, and the creation of, you know what I'm saying, my brother, and, you know, I want to thank, you know, the parents of, you know what I mean?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, especially
the mom. And I wanna myspace.com/GYASI7. And I don't know. I think that about covers everything else. Oh yeah, eat peanut butter too. It's good for you. A lot of protein.
Really, what's it good for?
Well, a lot of protein.
Nope.
That's the end of the story right there. I don't know if we keep going, but. You know, I'll
no, go ahead. It has a lot of protein and what?
It has protein and it has oils in it that like cut the bad. You know, you have LDLs, which are low density lipoproteins, and HDLs, which are high density lipoproteins, which are basically good and bad cholesterol. You know what I'm saying? They're good and bad cholesterol, so you know it cuts the bad. And it sticks to your ribs if you're skinny. I'm skinny, so I like peanut butter and jelly. And it's easy to make.
It's peanut butter jelly time. It's peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, you know they made that down here, right?
Oh, yeah?
I was created down here in West Palm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that video I was showing you, Gates of the Thug, the dude who created that shit is the dude who made that song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That shit's crazy because they came out of John F. Leonard.
Oh, boy.
Local article, right?
What, are you watching a movie?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Video.
Okay. So are we still on the air or what? We just rapping?
We just rapping, right? I mean, we're still on the show. It's just not live anymore.
Okay, we gotta
go. Gotta go!
He's done.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Even though it was done to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was proving on. It was. I hear a rumor that you know, we want to fire JJ.
That we're gonna fire JJ?
Yeah, because he hasn't been around or something like that.
That's what SD said. He said we're gonna fire him the next time he comes around because he don't even call up his own show.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. And I think also that, you know, For me, that's propaganda. I know it's propaganda. But, you know, I think everything is propaganda, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. You know what I mean?
So, make it straight up.
But, I don't know. Like, it is what it is. I was in that position. I know how I felt. He was in that position before, so, you know. I don't know, Cooper. I think we could do it together. La Flaco and Preciosa.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
What?
I'm gonna change the whole name of the show and everything.
So I'm trying to tell you. I got ideas.
Thank you so chop.
Oh man, well we're about to sign off and definitely keep in contact. I'm going to send you those pictures.
Oh. Signing off here. And,
that you know what's so funny? That that's JJ calling as we speak. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's go, JJ.
Yeah, he's calling my cell phone right now. I guess he's probably wondering, like, the show should be over by now.
What? Nah, fuck that. We still here. But, you know, like I said, whenever you're ready to be trained, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So you guys have yourselves a good night.
You too.
Have yourselves a good weekend. And we'll be doing the show live Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
Same time, same place.
Yep.
All right, man. You guys take it easy.
All right, peace.
Later.